Welcome to Avyayim Yerushalmi, we're holding in the mind of Tezayin. In the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloch Aleph, we started after Tzvov Amud Beis, five lines on the bottom in the two dots. The Mishnah said that the Velo, the figs, are one of the items they needed to Dumai, even when far away from Eretz Yisrael, because they assumed they came from Eretz Yisrael. It says the Mohammed of Mano, Azoli is the Kesorin. I went to this place called Kesorin. And I saw that they're annoying with a dvelo, with a fig. Shiwoya means atter. They didn't do dmai out of it. Because in this place, the dvelo, they assume, came from chutzlar. It came from out of Eretz Yisrael. And there's no obligation to give it dmai. Shaiz lev Yitzchok bar Elozer. Asked Yitzchok bar Elozer. From lekach nog zugo shurayo. This chokom, whose name is Zugo, he also did a heter. He was annoying heter. With the fruits, with the figs in Kisorin. Haritzu bar Elozo b'shem Zugo de Kisorin. So bar Elozo said the name of Zugo of Kisorin. Called the Chavimaye Shurai. Not only Kisorin, which is on the water, but any other city which is next to the water is also Motor, because then all figs that are there, you could assume they're coming from Chutzlarts. Says the Gemara Tetzayin and Mudalav on top. Is the Bay Meimar ad Migdal Milcho? Is the Bay Meimar ad Me'aras Talimon? There's a discussion until what place do you say that it has the same heter of Kisorim. Is the location called Migdal Milcho or the location called Me'aras Talimon? Omar Avrom, Avrom said, and we're going to use here the Girso of the Vilna Goren that Rav Chaim brings, Milion de Rabbanon Amri Ken. Rabbanon also agree with this. How do they agree with this? Because Rabbanon said, Hamini Ma'asurim B'Kisorim, the list of meaning that it's also in Kisorim, meaning you need to do Dmai, you need to take Admai. Hachitim, wheat, v'apas, bread, v'ayayin is the wine, v'ashemen is oil, v'atmarim, which is dates, v'ayrez, v'akimoin, which is two types of rice, v'loy pashinim dvela, but we didn't mention figs. Why is fig not chayef? Why would I mention fig in the list of things that are chayef? See, from here, they agree that a dvela is potter in the place called Kisar. Says the Gemara, no, that's not good rayo. Begin de taniso. It is mentioned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah. We mentioned that the veil is chayav everywhere. So it means also chayav and kisorin. Says the Gemara of Atanin, Oyriz v'kimoin u'pasha tanun. But we didn't mention also in our Mishnah, Oyriz v'kimoin, we mentioned the two types of rice, and we still mentioned it in that rice. So you see that list is very specific for kisorin, and that list of kisorin ignores figs to tell you that figs and kisorin are potter min admai. And the Gemara concludes and says, have a shayri. You see, for me, it's mutter, that figs are mutter. Continues the Gemara and says, Hare elu b'shmi seter, p'shashne shavu admai. So the way Reb Chaim explains it, we're talking now about other types of fruits. And the grown kisorim, and the definition of kisorim, as the Gemara is going to bring now a few places like that, the kisorim is a place that was not conquered the second time Am Yisrael came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. It was conquered by Oile Mitzrayim. When Am Yisrael came from Mitzrayim, then they conquered Kisorim. But when they came from Babel, then they did not conquer it. So it doesn't have the same Gedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbanu Machmir to have Shemitah over there. But although there's Shemitah over there, Sfichin is vegetables that grow on their own that we do not have. That's a Chumah de Rabbanan. So in Eretz Yisrael, anything that grows on its own is Asur. But a place which it's not a Kibush Oile Babel, it's not something which is conquered and came back from Bavel. So that does not have the din of Svichin, which is the din they're about to begin with. So that's what we're saying over here. Arelu b'shvi seter, shmito is mutter. B'shar shi shavua, the other years which are not shmito, then d'mai, yuchai have to be mafish d'mai. Says, the Gemara explains, Arelu b'shvi seter, why? V'yu b'shvi, it should have a din of shmito. Why you don't look at it at shmito? Says the Gemara, Shviz Yisrael Mishamti. Yisrael, they do keep Shvito. Vegoi Potter. And a goy that lives in Kisrin, he's Potter from doing Shmito. Yisrael Vegoim Rabim Lakutim. So I'm a goyim greater than the Kutim. Meaning what? So the Gemara says like this. There's three types of people that live in Kisrin. There's Am Yisrael, Jews. Then there's goyim. And then there's Kutim. Now what's the problem? When we come and take vegetables, we find vegetables. So by Yisrael, if it's vegetables that are by Yisrael, it's not a problem because these vegetables for sure came from before Shemitah. If it's belong to a goy, By a goy, a rabbanu are not goyz a shmita by a goy in kisrin, and there will be no problem with svichin. Elama, maybe it's the kusim. Kusi is, we consider them here to be a Jew, but they don't keep mitzvahs the right way. The majority are not kusim. There's three groups of people living in kisrin. It's either a Jew or a goy or a kusi. So you have two thirds that you don't have a problem. So therefore, any vegetables that you buy right after shmita, there's no issue of shmita. But b'shar shnei shavuot, when you speak about other years, so then d'mai, there is a dim of d'mai. Why? The Yudoi Yisrael misakno. Meaning a Jew, I assume he probably did it right, and therefore the only ma'aser you have is d'mai. And even though v'goyim p'turim, but goyim p'turim completely. So why are you chayev? Says the Gemara, according to the gears of the Vilna Goyim that Reb Chaim brings, Yisrael v'kusim rabim ala goyim. Here, who are the two-thirds? Again, you have three groups that live in Kisrin. Yisrael, Goy, and a Kusi. So the Yisrael is Chayav and Mai, and the Kusim are Chayav and Mai. And the Goy is Potter. So two-thirds are Chayav. Hi, why you don't tell me, but the Kusi is not only Dmai, it's Avadai. But there we say no, but Yisrael and a Goy don't Chayav and Avadai. So there is a majority that don't have to do Vadai Maiser. But there is a majority that do have to do at least a Dmai. So that's why when you take during the year, doing a regular year, which is not Shemitah, you do have to be mafrish d'mai. So the Gemara now with Beis at Heichon to where Kisrin goes, meaning what's the border of Kisrin? Different than what we said on Udal, that we're looking to which other cities around Kisrin are also Potter. Now we're talking actually borders of Kisrin. Says the Gemara, Pundoko de Amudo, Pundoko Retivto, at Kfar Saba. These two hotels called Pundoko. All that is included in Kisrin until you reach the city called Kfar Saba. But Tziron Vadeke Kisrin. This vegetable called Tziron, that in Kisrin considered to be Vada, we know for sure it's coming from Eretz Yisrael, and it grew in Eretz Yisrael by a goy. So not only have to do Maiser, not only do I have to do a Maiser Vada. Ravob Shabriyesi Vachanino Kul Kisim Anim Korin Bekisorin. This type of vegetable. Harei elu asurim, the asur b'shurubon boim me'ar ha-melech, and most of them come from Eretz Yisrael, so they're also without ma'aser. Rav Chiya b'ad ha-omar b'levoni, we're talking about the white ones. From one of the Kisrin army in Badum, we're talking about the red ones, these are the vegetables referring to. Rav Zir Rav Chiya b'shabir chanon, Rebbe hitir beis she'an. Rebbe said there's no gdusha on beis she'an, there's no shmita, and we don't do ma'asers. Why? How do you know that? Mipi Yoshua ben Zirus ben Chomiv shel Rabbi Meir, Yoshua ben Zirus, who was the son of the father of Rabbi Meir, Shoma Nireisis Rabbi, he said, I saw Rabbi Meir, Loikech Yerek Minagino Bishvis. I saw him taking vegetables in Shemitah itself. The Ite is Kulo. And then Rabbi was mad to the whole city. Omar Zeiro, Adom, you see from here, the fact that Rabbi was able to derive from the story of Rabbi Meir that the entire Beit She'an is Mutar, you see from here, Asur LeBarnash, a person is not allowed to me'evud milo b'tziburo, to do something in public if it may cause a mistake. Why? Ani oim oisa ginoi somu yuchedes loy v'itirs kulo. Meaning, maybe Remeir over here, the reason why he took from this garden, because he knew the vegetables over here grew before Shemitah. It was specific that this gino is different than any other place in Beit She'an. The fact that Rebbe did not say that in Remeir, you see from here that a person needs to be careful not to do anything that someone may learn something wrong from him. And if Remeir is taking of vegetables from a garden in public, that means he's telling us the entire Beit She'an doesn't have Shemitah. Because the entire Beit She'an had Shemitah, and this was the only garden that did not have it, Remeir would not take from this garden. So nobody will make a mistake. So that's what we learn from here. A person needs to be very careful. If people see him and they're going to learn something wrong from him, he should not do something even though it's mutter, because if not, Rebbe would not learn from Remeir. Continues now the Gemara and brings a list of places that there was only Kibush Mitzrayim, only when they came from Egypt, they conquered the place, not Kibush Ali Bavil, and therefore there's no Shemitah Midoraisa, only Midorabanon, and Rebbe was matired over there and said there's no Shemitah at all. Rebbe Itir Beit She'an, Rebbe Itir Kisrin, the city of Kisrin, Rebbe Itir Beis Gurvin, another city, Rebbe Itir Kfar Tzemach, Rebbe Itir Likach Yerek Moitze Shvis Miat. Also Rebbe said you'll not take vegetables immediately after Shemitah, even in Eretz Yisrael, because you can assume that these vegetables are coming from Chutz Lartz. So even though Rebbe had good reasons, everybody said, how can Rebbe come and change everything that we did till now? He has good reasonings, but that's not the come. How can he have, how does he have the power to change the minhag, to change what everybody did till now? Omer lehem, says Rabbi, I'll teach you something. Let's learn. It says that Chizkiyah, the king, he came and he took down the nechash and nechoshes, the copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu built, because people were starting to worship it as a desire. Says v'chiloyam at tzadik v'moshe and Chizkiyahu la'aviroi. All the generations between Moshe and Chizkiyahu, there was now one other tzadik that wanted to take it out, so people should not mistake that with Avodah Zarah. Eloi yisrael atoroh imiyeklo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lisartemo. Eloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu left him. This is his thing. This is what Chizkiyahu needed to accomplish in the world. And all the generations before did not do it, to leave Chizkiyahu's place to do what he needed to do. Ve'anor atoroh zoyis imiyeklo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lonu lisartemo. Says Rabbi, I have good reasons why I should not be Shemitah over here, and why we should allow to buy vegetables immediately after Shemitah. So I know what he did in previous generations. Because Baruch Hu gave me this place, this is my Torah, this is my crown, this is what I need to accomplish in the world. This is my job, this is what my tafkid is in this world, and that's what we have, is sometimes things are left for specific people to come and accomplish. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai, Daf Tet Zayin.